It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Maybe I'm crazy, but the NFL will be fine without Vin Scully.
That dude from the X-Files.
Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm not, maybe I'm not.
Welcome to the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. Yeah. I'm Joy Taylor. That's Brandon Newman in a Pokemon shirt.
Hola.
Hola,
or
Brandon.
Pikachu, I should probably say Pikachu.
Pikachu. Dang, did you get a part of the Pokemon craze?
When the recent one?
Yeah.
Run around? No.
No.
I was at RP.
Yeah, couldn't be in on that. Mm-hmm. Definitely out on the Pokemon chasing around the city craze. We got a lot to get to today. We're going to talk about man I just mentioned, Vin Scully, have some words for him. Jameis Winston giving terrible pregame speeches. LeVar's talking about Lonzo's minutes already. UFC 217 was awesome. Tony Romo and Deion Sanders, big beef. Big Cowboys beef. Beef all of legends. It. Well, it's really only one legend, but we'll get to that. And of course, LeBron, shockingly, is being passive aggressive, which is new for him. He's trying something new.
New Bron.
Yeah. But let's start with Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is, there's rumors that the players are trying to set up a meeting with Colin Kaepernick and the league. We know at the meetings, a few weeks ago, there was a lot of talk about why Colin Kaepernick wasn't signed yet. Mm-hmm. So the players are trying to, they requested a formal mediation session with the league, and his attorney has said that Kaepernick's committed to it, but the league hasn't committed to it yet, which it could be some legal stuff going on because he's suing the league for collusion.
Right.
And then obviously we heard the news that Roger Goodell and several owners, Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, are going to be deposed. They're going to have to turn over self. That's my worst fear. No. Like, someone hits me up like, yeah, we need your cell phone. Like, do you?
Like, how much is the jail time?
Yeah, like, what?
How long?
Do you?
I can do two to four.
Like, can you pull up past, like, internet history? Like, how far are we going here? I need to weigh the consequences of this, which I'm sure they have. And they have great lawyers, too. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. But I really hope that this happens. I hope that Colin Kaepernick and the owners get in a room together with some of the other players that have been attending these meetings, Eric Reed, the Michael Bennett's and Kenny Stills, Michael Thomas's and such. We're going to get to Vin Scully in just a second. And I keep hearing people complaining about how this is still going on. And to me, it's so simple. Like, Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. Like, everyone's talking about how could this still be happening? You know, how are we still talking about this? Like, let's not forget, it was dying down, and then Donald Trump decided to call everyone that was kneeling sons of bitches. So that's
exactly.
if you're really looking for the finger point direction is right there.
Yeah.
Because he drummed it right back up, which we obviously have all our theories about why that happened. We need to reignite his base, whatever. But I hope this happens. I hope that they actually have a conversation with Colin Kaepernick, which it seems up to this point hasn't happened. Which is the most glaring, I don't want to call it a misstep because I'm happy about the conversation that Kaepernick has started and that the attention that these guys have brought into social injustice and that they're sticking to their morals on this.
Right, yeah.
But I do think if they had an honest man-to-man conversation with Colin Kaepernick when he first started this, we would be having a different conversation right now. So I'm very interested to see if this happens. I hope it happens. It's supposed to happen this week.
What's the perfect scenario? What comes from this meeting, in your opinion?
I mean, perfect scenario would be Colin Kaepernick gets a job. Perfect scenario, that's what happens. Backup scenario to that, no pun intended.
Yes.
Backup scenario to that is that the league and Kaepernick have a genuine conversation about how we can move forward with what he originally knelt for in the first place, which is reform in our justice system and changes for when someone who is unarmed is killed by the police and making changes to improve social injustice in our country.
Right.
Well, and the way I would believe that is if Colin Kaepernick came out of the meeting and said that's what happened.
Okay, if he comes out of the, I think if he comes out of the meeting and says that happens, there's some legislation like NFL's putting money towards some kind of social injustice fund that's going to change something. I think that's the win, because Colin Kaepernick having a job or not is I don't even think he should be caring about that anymore. It's bigger.
Of course he should, because that's what he was doing for a living, and he's been blackballed. And let's not forget that he should have a job. Because let's look at the Browns, Colts, and the 49ers, for example. Okay, those teams are combined 3 of 23 through week 9. I might have misspoke. 3 of 23.
Not a winning
through
record.
Week 9.
Yes,
that is not a winning record. Mm-hmm. Correct out of you. That is not a gut data fact. That is the truth. All right, let's talk about the Packers, the Cardinals, and the Dolphins. All right.
Okay.
Those teams have a combined -135 point differential through week 9.
Mm-hmm.
None of those numbers are good. So
we
all know that he has been kept out of the league and that he should have a job. So those are the two scenarios that I hope come out of that meeting, if that happens. Moving on. Let's talk about Vin Scully.
Okay, let's do it.
Man of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Legend, right?
I'm in L.A. now. I've adopted the
You've adopted Vin Scully?
For Vin Scully up until 48 hours ago.
Well, Vin Scully was giving a speech at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium in California. And he decided he was going to give his thoughts, finally. Vince Scully usually stays out of it, unless he's talking about, you know, redheads going extinct. That's very important to him. but he usually stays out of it.
Okay.
There's no way you haven't heard that clip. I mean, it's an all-timer.
I have not. We'll do
some research. It's a thing. It happened. Anyway, he decided he was going to weigh in on the protests that we were just discussing. He says, I have only one personal thought, really, and I'm so disappointed. I used to love during the fall and winter to watch the NFL on Sunday. It's not that I'm some great patriot. I was in the Navy for a year, didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything, but I have an overwhelming respect and admiration for anyone who puts on a uniform and goes to war. So the only thing I can do in my little way is not to preach. I will never watch another NFL game.
Blah.
As I mentioned earlier, NFL's going to be fine without Vin Scully. But why is this important? Vin Scully is a legendary broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, he was friends with Jackie Robinson. That's important.
Yes.
So this is where I've gotten to with these I'm taking a stand against the national anthem protest thing. It's fine, because as soon as this happened, obviously instant polarization out on Vin Scully. Yay Vin Scully. Vin Scully's entitled to his opinion, right? Everyone's entitled to their opinion. It's fine. Here's my problem with it, because Vin Scully has obviously seen, he's gonna be 90, he's seen a lot. He's been around. He's seen a lot. I have no problem with you. That's not true. If you don't like, let me just not even lie. If you don't like the protests, that's your opinion.
Right.
All right. Here's where I run into the problem. You go out of your way to make this opinion. Like, I'm not going to watch because I think it has something to do with the troops, which, by the way, has nothing to do with the military.
Never
for
did.
The 7 million billionth time.
Never
Someone
will.
Should let Vin know. It's not about them. Nobody's protesting the military. Just make sure that's clear. If you're going to say that you have a problem with the protests, the only way I don't have a problem with you is if you immediately follow it up by saying, however, I vehemently have a sincere problem with the killing of unarmed black men and women in this country and the level of social injustice that still exists. That needs to be the very next thing that comes out of your face.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm sorry. I'm out on you. I'm out on Vin Scully. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I know Vin's been around, all right? But don't hit me with this, Vin, if that's not the next thing that you have to say. Because one, you're confused, so therefore I really don't care what your opinion is about it, because for some reason you still think it's about the military. It's not. Let's not forget there was a time when players didn't even come out for the national anthem. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So I guess the NFL was like anti-military when that was happening. No, it wasn't. So let's not forget that that was a thing. And just as a small note for Vin also, Bruce Maxwell knelt during the national anthem. He's a baseball player. I'm pretty sure I saw you at the Dodgers game out on the middle of the field. So
yeah, that's in his wheelhouse.
You're not watching baseball.
Yeah.
So I just feel like there's a couple notes that you missed in the process.
There are different variations of what you said. Like my father, who was, I said, a homicide detective in Detroit. He was a Marine before I was born. And he doesn't like the protests. He wishes they would stand. But he believes that Black Lives Matter. Hot take. He's black. He believes those lives matter.
Yes, those lives do matter.
You can do both.
So you can have a problem with the protest.
Yeah.
If the very next thing you say is, but cops need to stop killing unarmed black men and women. then I'm good. I mean, like, I don't necessarily agree with you,
of course,
but there's no reason for me to assume that you're on the other side,
mm-hmm,
right? That's it. That's all I'm saying, Vin. Do some research. That's all I'm saying.
Shout out, Vin.
No, not shout out. No.
Oh, the Scully? I was talking about X-Files.
Oh, okay. Yeah. X-Files, they took a knee.
Yes.
They did.
Yes.
They did. They put the picture out. Yeah, I wasn't really an X-Files fan, but they got me in on that.
Yeah, of course.
Still not going to watch, but I appreciate it. All right. Finally, another NFL news. Ezekiel Elliott.
Mm.
We still don't know if he's suspended or not. He was suspended, and then we thought for sure this time he's not going to play.
Right.
And then yet he was out there, and he rushed for 93 yards.
Because he played.
And they won. Yeah, because he played. Yes, because he's just going to keep playing, I think. Honestly, at this point, I don't believe he's going to serve a suspension this year. And at this point, I don't believe that he should. Because the NFL has botched this so miraculously.
Mm.
Nobody knows what's going on. Like I said last week, we're all honorary lawyers now. He's going to have another hearing on his injunction on Thursday. So we'll find out maybe if he's going to play. Because I don't know. Can he appeal that also? Can he appeal that injunction? Who knows? We don't know. We'll find out. Everything's available
yes,
at this point. But what's important to me is that, and I hope that the NFL really understands this, all of the goodwill that they've built up towards awareness and being tough on domestic violence, mm-hmm, and all that stuff, it's gone. Bye-bye. See you later. It was really nice. Thank you for playing. However, because you mishandled this so badly, it's such a delicate situation when it comes to he said, she said cases, right? People are going to believe what they want to believe unless they have Ray Rice evidence.
Right.
And even then, trust me, mm-hmm, you wouldn't think so. But even then, there are people who are like, well, you don't know what she said to him.
Don't get me started with that.
Right. If that's how you feel, can you just wear, like, can you just walk around with a sign? Like, this is my opinion on the Ray Rice situation.
During that time period.
I need to know to avoid you, okay? Right. That's where we are with this, though, mm-hmm, because nobody really knows what happened. So many people feel like she lied. And the reason that for that is because the NFL wasn't transparent. There's two options here. Either he did it, and the NFL has some smoking gun that they can't release because the alleged victim doesn't want it out, or because they've agreed to just not make it public, or they completely botched it and they're too far in.
Yeah.
But either way, it's not going to matter in the court of public opinion. Exactly what happened with Deflategate. It went on so long that people stopped caring that Tom Brady cheated and they just wanted it to be over with. So they were rooting for Tom Brady to win just so that it would be over with. Except when we're not talking about deflated footballs, we're talking about domestic violence.
Yeah, and anytime it's Tom Brady versus Roger Goodell, people are going to go with Tom Brady.
Not necessarily, because there's a lot of people that hate the Patriots and wanted to see them punished. But because they handled it so badly, we're back at the same spot. Except for, again, we're not talking about cheating with footballs. We're talking about domestic violence. So maybe he'll be suspended. Maybe he won't. Who knows? We'll find out. Maybe Thursday we'll find out. Maybe not. Who knows?
He's going to play.
I think he is.
He's just going to be playing.
I think he is. Yeah, he probably will. He probably will. Maybe I'm Crazy is a new show. We've been doing it for about 2 months. The other new show at Fox Sports is First Things First.
Mm-hmm.
So check out my friends Nick Wright, who I let know this week I'm a better athlete than.
Ooh,
mm-hmm,
I'm in on that for sure.
Yeah, but we could do it. We could.
Nick
race,
can't
whatever.
Beat you in anything.
No, nothing. Chris Carter and Jenna Wolf are also on that show every weekday morning at 6:30 Eastern on FS1. If that's too early for you, they have a podcast also. Check that out on all major podcast platforms every morning.
Do it.
You know, yeah, we just lost a great player, but nevertheless, you know, the Titanic still has to go.
There's no chance that Cam Newton knows what happened to the Titanic.
Like, why'd he even bring it up?
I mean, I guess this must have been the only boat reference that he could think of.
But diversity, like, is a wooden ship.
It's pretty clear he doesn't know what happened to the Titanic at all. It's an amazing reference, though. But I'm gonna let it slide, because mm-hmm, you know, the media, we're very tough on Cam Newton, so totally doesn't mean that your season's gonna tank.
Exactly.
Or sink.
Sink.
All right, it's time for in or out.
Yeah.
In or out.
Are we in or out? Wow.
What am I in or out of?
I'm convinced I still don't know the words to that song.
No.
Okay. Well, moving on. Obviously, there were multiple fights in the NFL this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
First, AJ Green got ejected for his fight with Jalen Ramsey. Then Bucks wide receiver Mike Evans was suspended for tackling and punching Marshawn Lattimore while defending Jameis Winston's honor. Joy, are you in or out on fighting for a friend?
I'm in on fighting for a friend.
Mm, good.
As long as it's not over a man. Because I just can't do that.
Ooh.
I can't be doing that. Oh, I can't be fighting.
Wait, okay, men. Yeah.
We cannot be fighting.
Set that scenario up for me.
I mean, I've been in several fights. I've fought for a man.
Yes.
I've actually fought over a man, but it was like me and another girl.
Right. Yes.
So like it wasn't like I wasn't fighting for someone else's man. Like, no.
That's the Midwestern in you.
Listen. I'm not going to tell the whole story, but yeah. It involves me waking my younger sister up in the middle of the night, like, yo, get up, get your Tim's on, and get some hoodies. Let's go. Like, yep. She was like,
those are the things
she
you
was
need.
Like, what? I was like, get up, just get ready. And she's like, all right, tell me in the car, I guess. Like, ride or
exactly.
die, let's go.
Exactly.
And thank God I brought her, too, because she definitely kept me from going to jail that night.
Oh, man, that's great.
But I don't know how AJ Green didn't get suspended. Mike Evans got suspended. He didn't get ejected, right. But he got suspended. AJ Green, I mean, sometimes you just got to let him know, like, I ain't the one. But still, yeah. Like, what are you doing?
He
and
snapped.
I don't have a problem with the choke slam. You, like, stone cold stunner him. But
yes.
You can't punch the helmet.
You got to. That's you got to let him know you're serious.
But listen, that's how you know you lost it because, yeah. Bro, it's designed to protect his head.
No, he knows his hand could be helmet. Urgent jeopardy. He's got to let him know, I'm serious about fighting you right now.
Rip the helmet off.
No, I can't do that.
Anyway, I'm fighting for friends. Have you ever been in a fight?
I mean,
like on the field?
I mean, yeah.
You've been in a fight in real life, but like on the field, have you been in a fight?
Not on the field. I don't play that.
What?
I don't play that.
How is that possible?
The closest that we got to fighting on the field, it was Notre Dame versus Stanford. Jim Harbaugh was like in our face, like getting the players, like pushing, mushing players in helmets. Jim
Did
Harbaugh
he mush
was.
You?
No, he mushed me.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to fight Jim Harbaugh.
I mean, if he mushes you, you got to throw down.
Listen, I got to get a chance to get in that game later on in the fourth quarter.
Okay. I've been in bench clearing fights in high school for my soccer team.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it also involved my sister. So, but yeah, I'm on the sidelines. It's not happening. Like, we gotta go. Everybody
it's so
gotta go.
Real in Pittsburgh.
Listen, if everybody's in, we gotta go. We gotta do it.
Yeah, I love it.
We can't all get suspended.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. No. You for know? Sure. For sure.
If it's like one or two of us,
I stand out. I've stand out the most of my life, and it, with all the other little white kids sitting around, like
you know what?
They know
almost all of my fights have involved Pittsburgh. Maybe that's what it is. All right. What's next?
Okay, sticking with Jameis. He got real creative and real awkward with his pregame speech on Sunday. DJ wrote a sound.
I'm gonna pass it to corn after I say one thing.
Let's go.
That's a W. Let's eat one. That's a W.
Okay, if you didn't see it, Winston created a W with his hand and attempted to eat it while asking, who's ready to eat a W today? You ready to eat a W today? Joy, are you in or out on pregame speeches?
I'm very in on pregame speeches.
Okay.
Very in on pregame speeches.
So you like this?
Like the more motivational, you know, a little yelling, a little head into the locker, you know.
All that.
Get hype. But Jameis?
Yes.
All time. Like the goat of bad pregame speeches.
No. This is the first bad one.
No. They're incredibly forced. This whole like Jameis.
They're confusing.
It
makes you think.
They're ridiculous.
Before game.
First of all, say that ain't awkward. That is so awkward. First of all, they took that L, first
yes,
of all.
Yeah,
all right,
definitely.
So they ain't cooking no W's.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Extra L for you. First of all. Second, that is awkward and I can't watch awkward things. Like if it's a movie that I've already seen and I know there's an awkward scene coming up,
yes.
I will fast forward or I will go in the other room until that awkward scene is over.
I'm with
an
you.
Awkward real
it.
Life situation, I'm like, all right, I gotta go. I can't do it.
it's so
like
bad.
Something in my soul that it just makes me, it gives me such anxiety. Even if it's just television, I can't do it.
Well, you call me out for making things awkward when they don't have to be. I just like...
No, you insist on awkward, actually.
I just live in that space.
Nope.
I love it. Why, if you ever watch that clip again, watch Deshaun Jackson's face.
I will never watch that clip again. I will never watch that clip again. And that's why. Because, first of all, if you're giving a pregame speech and nobody's listening, you've already lost. Just let it go. He's like, wait. Listen, I got something to say. Nobody's listening.
I love that one. I can't wait to see that in the Youth League era. let's move on. So, surprise, 10 games into the NBA season, LeVar is saying Lonzo should get extra playing time for the Lakers.
Oh, how shocking.
Yes, NBA's villain said, let him play for the whole fourth quarter and I bet you'll win always. Joy, are you in or out on LeVar saying Lonzo should get more clock?
Out. First of all, he is behind Ben Simmons as with 33 minutes per game. So. Among rookies, like he's getting the second highest playing time already. What more do you want? Was he gonna play 40 minutes?
If you want to win, put Booby in. You gotta play him. Do you want to win, Joy?
I'm in on Lonzo. I'm in on LeVar, but this is nonsense. He can't coach the team. It's not available. That's where it ends. All right? It's right there.
It's one of those things.
He's shooting less than 30% from the field. He has the second lowest true shooting percentage of any rookie since the ABA merger. He does not need to be playing more minutes.
That's what LeVar said. LeVar said if he was in longer, he'd be more in the flow and ready to shoot.
He's already playing the second highest minutes for a rookie. No. I'm out.
There's a chance to get number one.
You know what?
It's available.
Right. If you're not first, you're last. You're not first, you're last. Exactly. Right? By the way, please excuse my Cheeto hands. I have a highlighter that my producer Ashley just gave to me to sabotage me today. It's everywhere.
Smart.
It's like, I'm glad I'm wearing a black shirt. It's all in my papers.
Okay, moving on.
It's not Cheetos, though. Although I do like Cheetos.
Shouts out Cheetos.
Except for not spicy Cheetos. Those are bad. Not a bad story.
Flaming Hot Cheetos?
Not a good story.
Next episode?
Maybe next episode.
Maybe next episode. Yeah. That one chip challenge?
Didn't sit well.
The one chip challenge?
Didn't sit well.
Oh!
No more of that. Regular Cheetos? In on regular Cheetos. Out on the spicy Cheetos.
Didn't sit well. You guys have fun with that in the comments. Okay, moving on. UFC 217 was popping last weekend. Highlight, obviously, Georges St-Pierre. Mm-hmm. Georges St-Pierre coming off retirement and beating Michael Bisping, getting the middleweight title. GSP's last fight was 2013. Mm-hmm. So that had me thinking, Joy. Are you in or out on athletes making a comeback?
I'm in on it when it ends well. But I was very nervous watching this fight.
Right.
GSP legend, UFC legend. Mm-hmm. And you just don't want to see it go badly, especially in that sport. We saw what happened to Ronda Rousey. Although she didn't actually technically retire, but...
I mean, the same thing with GSP. He like disappeared for no reason. He like said like family issues or whatever, but he came back. And obviously, I think after this win, he's probably the best UFC fighter in history.
It's available. Yeah. He's definitely an all-time legend. I was happy for him. It was all the fights were great, actually. And I love Rose. I need Rose to be my friend. Mm. You out there, Rose? We could be friends.
How about your boy,
fighting
Rose?
For friends, although I wouldn't let Rose fight for me because I wouldn't want to ruin her career. You know?
Right.
Plus, technically, her hands are like deadly weapons, right? Yep. So she mm-hmm. couldn't actually fight for me. So I'd have to fight for her.
How do you get those registered?
You have to be good at fighting. You know, you do that. Yeah.
Could you get yours registered?
Maybe.
In the city of Pittsburgh?
Only in Pittsburgh. Only in Southside Pittsburgh.
Hey, we coming for you.
No, I'm going to be there in a couple of weeks, and I do not want to be involved in any of that nonsense. But I thought that was a great fight for UFC. Yeah. Definitely lived up to the hype. It was mm-hmm. really fun. I enjoyed it.
GSP got to get Connor now. Nah.
No.
No. Just saying words. Okay. Last, finally, Catholics versus Convicts is back. My Notre Dame Fighting Irish are ranked number 3 in the nation. Obviously, new rankings come out later
fraudulent
on today.
Ranking.
No, that's they'll probably stay there. They're heading south to face your undefeated Miami Hurricanes, ranked number 11th in the nation. Mm-hmm. It's the maybe I'm crazy college football Super Bowl. So basically, I was thinking, Joy, are you in or out on watching the game together?
I mean, couldn't we call the college football championship?
No, Super Bowl.
Okay.
Watch the game together.
I'm out on watching the game with you, even though we had made plans.
We talked about this. This is a chance for me to like show everybody like, oh, Joy really does like Brandon. They really are friends.
We had previously made plans.
Yeah.
I trumped our plans with better plans because I'm actually going to go to the game.
That hurts.
I'm sorry.
That hurts. You're going to Miami to go to the game.
Yeah, I'm not balling enough to bring you, or I would. And, you know, one day when we get Cheetos to sponsor, maybe they will have us do the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast live.
Not Cheetos.
From Hard Rock Stadium. But until that, I'm going to go. I'm very excited. I'm going to be tailgating all day.
Can I say this? And this, I'm going to my sister's wedding in Detroit this weekend. Mm-hmm. I got an earlier ticket back so I can come be here for the Notre Dame Miami game, just in case maybe Joy Taylor wants to watch the game together.
I don't believe that.
Get some Maybe I'm Crazy banter, and you're going to the freaking game.
Well, you didn't tell me that happened. Unfortunately, it's a non-refundable ticket, so I
so
gotta
was
go.
Mine.
Well, yeah, you know, but like at least you'll be back. You won't have to worry about rushing back for work. You're really leaving your sister's wedding early?
Not early. It's like it's on a Friday. So, like, I'm coming back.
Interesting.
I'm coming back Saturday.
Okay.
On time to come watch the game without
me. Well, you're not without me. Sorry. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's the Irish have not won in Miami since 1977.
I'm worried about going, but we're not going to lose this game.
I'm not
going to
break that.
We're not going to lose to Miami.
Not only are you going to lose, if Miami is not in the top four after this win, it's a conspiracy.
Okay, they're not.
I even wore my camo pants. Okay.
Okay, there's the camo pants.
And my Miami shirt.
Yes.
Today, mm-hmm. in celebration.
Yes.
Bring back the swag. Swag is back, though. You got to admit the swag is back.
Swag is back. I'm going to go out on a limb and say gut data facts. We will not see the turnover chain this weekend.
Woo!
We will not see it on the sideline this weekend.
I cannot wait for the bling to be out. I'm going to text you immediately.
No turnover chain.
If I can remember, because I may have a beverage or two. Possibly.
Okay.
And by beverage, I mean water.
Yes, yes, of course, yes.
Of course.
Room temp.
No, I got to have room temperature water.
Room temperature water.
I mean, that's our thing. All right. Okay. Look, we're very fancy around here. Don't bring me cold water. Yes. I'm not interested.
We're not. No,
I need the room temperatures right here.
Okay, listen. All right. You're being petty by going to the game. You're one-upping me.
A little bit.
And that's fair. You deserve it. But petty report. Moving on. And I won't
back down. Okay. Petty report is excellent this week. Mm. Usually it's all about me. And what I feel like.
Of course.
This week, it's actually legitimately petty wars between Tony Romo and primetime Deion Sanders. Mm. So Tony Romo, who's an excellent broadcaster, unlike Vin Scully. He earned it. He earned one. All right. He earned one.
That's fair.
He earned it. All right. Fair. Culture's out on Vin Scully right now. You can save it, you know, but mm-hmm. like he's one of the ones that can come back, but he's got to realize he's wrong and repent. Yeah. Until then, he's on the other side. Tony Romo, excellent broadcaster still,
mm-hmm.
Took a shot, a gratuitous shot at Deion Sanders.
It was unnecessary.
Yes. Here it is.
Peters doesn't want to tackle. That's one of the things I'm telling you. He's really good out there at the corner off coverage, but in tackling?
Not his thing.
No, and he makes Deion Sanders look good at tackling sometimes.
All right, so as we know, mm-hmm. it was Tony Romo Day in Dallas, all right? And they did this ridiculous pomp and circumstance for him. Here's some of the nonsense that the Dallas Cowboys put on for the great immortal on. Tony Romo.
Tony likened football to a meritocracy. You have to earn everything. And every day we watched an undrafted quarterback earn the right to lead the Dallas Cowboys for 11 years.
Romo runs it down at the 25 and kicks it. Picks it up and runs left. At the 20, Romo trying to pull McNabb. Gets away from one man. Left to the 40, to the 50, first down!
Tony played for the ecstasy of winning and competing.
All right. Yes. Now, before I get into Deion's response, mm-hmm. which is just... I mean, it's amazing, all right?
It was pretty good.
Pretty good. Romo's overrated.
Joy, explain yourself.
All right. I mean, I think you probably agree with me.
Oh, no. I agree. He's overrated. I've never been a huge Tony Romo fan. And then I realized that he is a minority quarterback. He's coming from the Hispanics.
He's Hispanic. What does that have to do with him being overrated?
I'm rooting for him. I root for all minority quarterbacks.
Okay,
you
that's
know that.
Fine. That's,
it's in the rules.
All right, that it is in the rules.
It comes
it
with
the
melanin.
Rules. That doesn't mean that he's not overrated. And he's retired now, so retired.
Yes.
So I can say it. Tony Romo is mud. All right, I'm sorry, Ashley, but he is. The only reason Tony Romo matters is because he plays for the Dallas Cowboys, as long as he did. He also missed a lot of games, too.
He's a fragile boy.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with him being a good quarterback.
He has a 2-4 playoff record.
Okay.
All right. 4 playoff appearances in mm-hmm. his entire career. Dallas led in the fourth quarter in 3 of 4 of those playoff games.
That's really
okay,
bad.
Losses, I should say. Okay. He has a 78-49 career record in the regular season. I mean, it's just whatever. The only reason he ever mattered to anyone is because he played for the Dallas Cowboys. He's Kirk Cousins on a more popular team.
Wow. First cousins.
It. I'm sorry. Tony Romo, like, just a true gunslinger. True gunslinger, right? I'll give you that. He was high risk, high reward. Every other cliche about like being an exciting guy as you want, but he had an overrated career. And if you say he's a Hall of Famer in my presence, might catch it. Might catch these hands.
Joy, okay, you're dealing with...
Metaphorically, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. They're weapons.
I don't condone
in
violence.
Pittsburgh. Okay, but Tony... He's just a result of the Cowboys being bad. Like, the fact that the Cowboys have been bad over these last few years is the only reason everyone's bowing down to Tony Romo. Because other than that, you have to bow down. I mean, I'm sure DeMarcus Ware is going to have a day soon.
I bow down only to Beyonce, okay? Oh, God. And Tony Romo is not Beyonce, right? Opposite of Beyonce.
Yes.
Opposite of Beyonce.
Tony Romo's Instagram
is
better.
Tony Romo's Michelle.
Oh, stop. Tony Romo's Instagram is better than Beyonce's Instagram.
You've been dying to say that. You've been dying to say it. It's blasphemy and I won't stand for it. All right.
Beyonce's
Instagram is amazing. Everything she does is amazing. I will not stand for it. And if anyone out there's a Beyonce fan is listening, Brandon Newman said it, not me. I'm not protecting you from the
Beehive.
It's
not a bad handle. It looks like it's been run by a fan page. It looks like someone's fun aunt is just running rampant.
What's wrong with aunts?
I love aunts. I'm an uncle.
I'm an aunt nine times over.
I'm telling you, it looks like it's ran by a fan page. Nine. It's a bunch of cut out pictures of Beyonce on like print back.
It's nine now.
It's nine. You got nine?
Yeah, I got nine.
Nine times over?
I didn't make sure I didn't forget one.
I thought that was just a phrase.
No. All right. Well, we have to get to the petty part of this. So I have laid down my argument for why Tony Romo is mud, and also just because it's just a fact, he is mud.
Mm-hmm.
He's overrated, and he's not a Hall of Famer, and he's excellent broadcaster. What he's always meant to do. Sorry,
I'm conflicted on this.
Deion Sanders agrees.
I tried my best to take the high road, but I don't know the address to the high road, so I got to come at you, man. You 10 years as a starter, you're 2-4 in the playoffs. You ain't won nothing. I tried to bury the hatchet. Both of us worked for CBS. I went and shook your hand and say, Tony, you're doing a great job this year. I thought that would be it. But nevertheless, you keep on shooting at me. Tony, what's going on, man? I got a gold jacket that I didn't buy. Dak says hi. And bye. Tony, leave me alone, man. I got a lot of ammunition, man. How many interceptions? 19 in 2012? Come on, man. You threw to everybody but me. Tony, come on, man. You know you never won the big one. So stop, man. Leave me alone. I tried to take the high road, but I don't know the address.
Deion bringing that heat.
Deion is in
prime
time form.
Look, if I didn't call, don't cover me if I didn't call for you. I love that. I'd take the high road, but I don't know the address is an amazing line that I am definitely using.
I agree. He said it one too many times.
Don't come for Deion.
I wouldn't want any time.
I mean, he's got the jacket. You don't, Tony.
I'll come for Beyonce all day, not Deion.
No, we will not. We will not do that. No, I will not allow it. Not on that Pokemon shirt, you won't. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably know that I'm part of FS1's Undisputed with Skip and Shannon every weekday morning at 9:30 Eastern. And I also host a daily Undisputed podcast that gives you the five best segments of the day cut down to a short, smart show with me, Skip, and Shannon. So go subscribe to the Undisputed Daily Podcast on all major platforms.
Do it.
So when Deshaun Watson went down last week, unfortunately, after I declared him the next Tom Brady, it became pretty clear that we have a curse on the podcast, the Maybe I'm Crazy curse. So we've knocked out Deshaun Watson, Odell, Aaron Rodgers, Gordon Hayward. Mm. So we decided it's time to take matters into our own hands before this gets insane. So we've decided to make a shrine. And of course, the shrine is to the patron saint of longevity, Morten Andersen, who is accompanied by the other patron saints of longevity, Robert Parrish, Jaromir Jagr, and Cal Ripken Jr. And of course, we have a picture of Tebow because that's sports god. So we brought some offerings for them. We have a hands, which you need to play sports. Mm. I have a nice little pretty birdie, which is a mascot for a lot of teams. We have some crystals here, an orange, but fake orange because they last. And we have some sports wrap, some pretty feathers and decorations, and of course, some Ferrero Rocher chocolate because everybody loves chocolate.
Everybody loves chocolate.
And that's the best chocolate.
Tebow's
favorite
chocolate.
There's like hazelnut in there too, but anyway, it's very good. So we want to offer up our salutations to the patron saints of longevity. Please lift this awful curse off of our podcast so that we can continue talking about our favorite athletes without fear of them being injured.
Lift it!
We cannot take any more of it. Just take it away from us. We don't want to be Debbie Downers. We want to be able to talk about our favorite stars. So I brought a gift. Did you bring a gift?
Of course.
For the Saints. All right. Mort, I think he likes Jack. So there you go. It's a little shot of Jack Daniels. They like a little sip. What do you have?
Official Super Bowl belt buckle.
gift from Eric Shanks, very important to me.
Oh, Patriots Falcons, legendary Super Bowl, all timer there. Mm. Big comeback in that Super Bowl. 40-year-old Tom Brady, doing excellent.
Longevity.
So that's what matters here. Mm-hmm. All right, so please, please accept our humble gifts. Lift this awful curse. You guys are the greatest. Goats, and of course, Tim Tebow, we love you. So in the name of Tebow, championships, and healthy knees,
mm.
please lift this curse. Please more. Well, I really hope that works.
I don't want to say anything else. Don't I feel like I've done enough.
You've already cleansed your soul.
I've done enough here.
I hope it works. All right. It's time for Loser Power Rankings. Loser Power Rankings. Loser Power Rankings.
These are the losers of the week.
All right. Let's start with number 3. Mm. New York Football Giants. What a dumpster fire. My God. Ben McAdoo and his hair have decided that everyone's job's on the line,
mm-hmm.
including his. Yes. I'm hoping he meant that. They're playing very badly. They've won one game. And they lost to the Rams 51-17, which in all fairness, the Rams are a very good team. Very good team. Very good offense. Sean McVay, coach of the year. You heard it here first.
Most handsome coach.
Most handsome.
Yes.
I don't have enough time to dispute that yet, but yeah. I will ride with it for right now.
By the lack of wrinkles, let's just go with that.
Yeah, well, because he's very young. That's exactly, not fair. Yeah. You can be handsome and have wrinkles.
Pete Carroll, shouts out.
Pete Carroll's very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Sean McVay might be more handsome. All right, you've completely derailed me. But anyway, he has said that basically he's going to bench Eli Manning. Eli Manning's going to be benched by the end of this year, which is just incredible. What an incredible turn of events. All right. Yes. I blame Odell and the boat crew. I'm just going to say it.
What?
That's not true at all. But if he does bench him before the next game, mm-hmm. for Geno Smith or what's that dude's name? Davis Webb, right? That's that guy's name. He's only one game away from his 208th consecutive start, which would tie him with his older brother, Peyton.
Dang.
So if McAdoo does this, ooh, shame. Shame rain upon you.
There's no way.
Shame. My God, that. If he does that, ooh.
I got scared real quick.
Oh, don't do it. Don't
There's
do it
no
to
way.
Him.
There's no way that the ownership
does.
There lets that happen.
I kind of hope he does.
They're going to bench McAdoo for a game before they bench Eli.
Oh, man. Oh, could you imagine?
No.
Oh my God, I hope he...
I can't. I don't want to imagine it.
It'd be so good for the anarchy. He'll never catch Brett Favre because he has 297 consecutive starts. Gunslinger. Gunslinger.
Oh gosh.
I'm not going to make the joke.
Old Carson Wentz.
What?
Old Carson
Old
Wentz.
Carson Wentz?
Yeah, that's what Brett is.
I'm not going to make the joke. There's so many of them. They're just like right there. However... Right. This might be the Giants' turnaround week. They play San Francisco on Sunday.
I'm not interested in that game. I am interested.
Oh,
in
you're
game.
Not interested in
I
the
am
toilet
interested
bowl?
That game.
The
I
worst
am.
Game of the entire year.
I am. I
San
just remembered
Francisco
this on Fox.
And Giants.
I'm all about that game.
You know what? You're right. Great game.
Yeah, can't wait.
Thriller.
America's game.
All right. It is not America's game at all. All right. Next loser is college football defense this week.
Yes.
Our guy, Baker Mayfield. It's our mm-hmm. dude. It's the homie. Passed for a school record, 598 yards and 6 touchdowns in this game against Oklahoma State, 62-52. Not a lot of defense being played in that
Not
game.
Not a lot of defense. And November is where you have to win in college football. Obviously,
you know
defense.
They say. You know what they say.
What?
Defense wins championships.
And yes, and that's something they say as well.
Yeah.
So but they're just waiting for when the playoffs come.
Right.
We'll play defense.
We'll play defense
December.
Later. Yeah.
December is when you play defense.
Well, that... Oklahoma State game was the second time in the last 20 years the two top 15 teams play each other and both scored over 50 points.
Dang.
So it's not even my hot take that they're like, we're not playing defense today. It's not. It's me. We're just going to take the
not
week
this,
off.
Not this Saturday.
Love Baker Mayfield, though. Heisman. Secured his Heisman spot, right?
No.
No?
No. No Heisman spot is secure. Mm. Hot take.
Mm-mm.
Sorry,
that is a hot take.
I had to let you know.
I like that one. All right. And our number one loser of this week, who usually occupies the petty report, but I mean, Dion Romo. Come on.
Yes, of course.
The Cavaliers and LeBron James. So LeBron's doing his thing that he usually does where he is passive aggressive. So the Boston Celtics, a.k.a. Kyrie Irving's team.
Yes.
Which is what we should really call it Kyrie Irving's
team. Yeah, the Kyrie Irving's.
Just like rename it the Kyrie Irving's.
Yeah.
They've won 9 in a row. Cavs have not. Cavs are struggling.
They're not doing well.
And Kyrie finished with 35 points and 7 assists in their last game. He's averaging 22.3 points, almost 6 assists, 2 steals. So he's playing well. He's playing well, and that is not a surprise because Kyrie was playing well last year and the year before that because Kyrie's awesome. And LeBron decided to go on Instagram and post the Arthur fist.
Love the Arthur fist.
The Arthur fist.
He abused the Arthur fist. Thought the Arthur fist is for us.
Who's us?
Just people, not LeBron.
Not LeBron.
LeBron
needs his own memes.
He has too much money to use the Arthur fist.
You can have too much money for the Arthur fist?
Hell yeah, you can have too much money for the Arthur fist.
I think you can have too much sense for the Arthur fist, but that's, I don't know, fair about having too much money. LeBron, this is the thing. They're playing tonight. They're playing the Bucks tonight. And he's going to be asked about it. And he's going to say that he, like, made too many sandwiches or something. Or he's mad because he got a flat tire. He's going to blame it on anything other than what everyone assumes happened because this is his move. He's like passive aggressive about everything. Yeah. He's going to post this thing, just leave it out there, knowing the entire world, like little fish getting fed. Just, no, 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 no.
Yes.
Yes. It's like LeBron is feeding us with his passive-aggressive social media posts. What does this mean? Yes. What does this mean? Yeah. And we all lose our minds, which, of course, it's LeBron James. It's what we're going to do. It's ridiculous. I love that the Cavs are in disarray. And even though I stand for zero Wade slander on the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast, this is Dwayne Wade's fault. Not directly. It's actually LeBron James' fault, if you really think about it. But if Wade had come to Miami, J.R. Smith wouldn't have been so upset. Mm. But what JR learned is that JR is just LeBron's Cleveland friend.
Yes. And we get to it.
He's LeBron's Cleveland best friend. He's not his real best friend.
Oh, JR
thought he was in the circle. He's chilling. LeBron's calling him to wake him up, make sure he's ready for practice. He's like, oh, I'm LeBron's boy. And then Wade shows up and he's like, what's up, bro? Like, no. I'm his actual best friend.
Yes.
Have you ever had that happen to you?
Oh my gosh. If I feel sad for the LA best friend when they meet the real best friend.
Oh, you can't introduce them.
Yeah, it's like you can't. You think, oh, it'd be fun getting all my friends together. It's like, no, the LA best friend sees the real best friend, and the jokes were just looking, and they get so salty.
Actually, I think it's so because they realize it. That actually happened to me on my birthday because my best friend came in town, and she met all my LA best friends. Mm-hmm. And it's just like fine, like they all got along, but there's always like a thing. There's always just like this, like, and then they just realize they're like,
because what the LA friend don't know is that best friend is there to judge the LA best friend.
It's all about judgment. And Wade knew that going in. Like Wade knew that's why he came in. JR, what happened? JR got benched. Then we find out Wade really shouldn't be starting, so now he's benched, and JR's back in, but now the whole chemistry's messed up.
But the real best friend shouldn't have a microphone, because the real best friend is putting all the dirt out there. All these clips are from Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade's starting all this trouble.
No. Wade and LeBron have special bonds, all right?
Trust me,
it kills no one more than me to admit that, but they do, all right? So Wade is playing some sort of mind situation with LeBron to get LeBron back on the path. The problem is everyone else is mad at Wade because he's LeBron's real best friend and they thought that they were. So there's like a divide now. Overall, I love it because down with the Cavs forever and ever at all of Cleveland.
Stop.
But that's what's happening.
Unfortunately, yeah, you're right though.
Fortunately.
But it's Dwayne Wade's fault. Like actually.
I mean, not actually
core.
Dwayne Wade's fault. Yes. It's LeBron's fault.
Actually.
It's LeBron's fault. LeBron put this together. It's LeBron's fault.
It's Gabrielle Union's fault.
Mad. Mood. Mood. All right, Brandon.
Yes.
It's time for your gut data fact of the week. What is it?
Okay, obviously, this weekend, we saw the Rams drop 51 points.
Mm-hmm. Jared Goff.
Saw the Eagles drop 51 points.
That's Carson Wentz.
Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. Dak accounted for 3 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Threw for 2. Ran for 1. Okay, 28 points.
Yep. Lots of points.
My gut says.
Right.
This is the best sophomore class of quarterbacks in NFL history. In the history of the NFL, Joy.
All right, that's it.
Carson Wentz.
A bit reactionary. I feel like your gut facts are getting very reactionary.
That's exactly what they are. It's gut. I watched the games. Well, you know what? This.
All right, that's fair.
And it's been right.
No, not entirely. Not all of them.
That's fair.
I think if we go back and research, most of them are wrong. But like this one. This one is actually wrong.
What?
Starting quarterback wins. For second-year players through week 9, they're 6th most all-time. since 1950.
In the history of the NFL.
In the history of the NFL, yes. We're doing the history because that's what you wanted to do. And the most touchdown passes by second-year players through week 9, they have 64. Which is not
pretty
the most.
Good.
Nope, 2000.
Okay,
most, 76.
This is a gut data 76, fact.
64.
No, this is a gut data fact I stand behind. It's true. And then let the end of the season, so you feel comfortable with it too. Let the end of the season results come through, and you'll feel comfortable about it too. Because Jacoby Brissett's going to hit fire, catch fire, and he's just going to light it up.
You love Jacoby Brissett.
Gotta love him. Minority quarterback.
It's true. It's true. All right. That's the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. Thank you for listening and joining us again today. Make sure you tell your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you comment and subscribe. And we love you. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm wavy. Maybe I'm wavy. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not. Maybe you right. Maybe you right. Maybe you not. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not. Joy Taylor, smooth operator. Dover fan, she ain't with the Raiders. Brandon Newman finna kill the haters. Talking sports, commentators. Podcast, Joy, Brandon Newman. Tune in, see what we doing. Throw it back, Cam Newton. Number one, fans rooting. No brainer, who she want to win? Miami Heat, for the win. Reporting to you, faster than Mayweather's glove. Hit McGregor's chin. Click the link, down low. Press play to begin. Maybe I'm crazy podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm not.